Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
All right, Sunday. Today we're going to take a long look. I hope not too long, because I really don't have that much time today. And it's on paper, so, I mean, come on. I'll just give you my initial thoughts, my thoughts on the wide receivers, my overall thoughts, receivers and tight ends for this year's draft class. Thanks for clicking on it. Thanks for paying for it. Hope that you're getting everything that you've paid for. Wide receivers and tight ends this year. We'll start with the wide receivers. Compared to last year, remember, not one receiver went in the first round last year. This year, you're going to have a few receivers going in the first round this year. Michael Crabtree, first round pick. Jeremy Maclin, Percy Harvin, first round picks. Then you get to the point where Hakeem Nicks, Darius Hayward-Bey, Kenny Britt, they could all be first-round selections. You're looking at a draft that could have six receivers going in round one. After that, I don't see the Bucs going receiver in round one unless it's a guy like a Jeremy Maclin or a Percy Harvin, a guy who can stretch the field. Other than that, Darius Hayward-Bey, he's a project, a receiver. I don't know if that's what the Bucs really are looking for. I think they'd have more success going defense with a pick than going with a Darius Hayward-Bey. Hakeem Nicks, probably not the greatest fit for the Bucs, as you read. Also, looking at some of these receivers, Derek Williams more than likely going to be a second-round pick, especially after his pro day for performance. He's definitely rising up. His stock is going up. More than likely, he's going to be a top half of the second round now with his great performance at his pro day. Brian Rabisky is a guy who's on the fringe there, second or third round. I think with the combination of size and being able to run a solid 4.5 40, he's a good route runner with good hands. I'd draft him in the second round. I imagine other teams would as well. Ramses Barden, coming from Cal Poly, not the greatest competition in the world, but you can't teach size. 6'6", 229 pounds. The guy goes to his pro day, which they combine pro days with Cal Poly and then with San Jose State, runs a 4.5 140. Think about that. 6'6", 229 pounds, runs a 4.5 140. It's pretty impressive. And he's a guy who maybe not be able, he doesn't have that elite speed, but if you're the Bucs and you're sitting in the third round or fourth round, if he falls, maybe because of that level of competition, and Ramses Barden is there, and he's that physically imposing and can bring, with excellent hands, can bring a lot to your offense, you got to think about it. You got to think a long time about it, because he could be a tremendous asset to any team that drafts him. Lewis Murphy, I saw. Green Bay Bob Fox, said the Bucs might draft Lewis Murphy in the third round. Could. They definitely could. He is a Florida receiver, and I don't think he's the same type of receiver as a Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin's a playmaker. Lewis Murphy reminds me more of Andre Caldwell, reminds me of Chad Jackson. Those recent receivers that have come out of Florida that have all the physical talent. Listen, 6'2", 203 pounds, runs a 4.4 40, can catch the ball. Why don't they ever make it in the NFL? That would be my one worry with drafting another Florida receiver, when I do think that there are others out there that are better, especially in the third round. Fourth round, different story. But third round, I think there will be better players, not just at receiver, but at all positions, that would be a better pick than Lewis Murphy. And then Joaquin Iglesias, not a big fan. Never have been a big fan. I think he there's nothing really elite about him. Size isn't elite, not that fast, can drop some balls. Not a huge fan of Joaquin Iglesias. Now to the tight ends, Brandon Pettigrew, your best all-around tight end. If you want a tight end that can block and catch, you have to get Brandon Pettigrew. After him, huge drop-off. There's not going to be many tight ends that you can draft that you can that will help you in the run game as much as the pass game. Shawn Nelson is my next tight end. I think he is a guy who's probably the best of the rest of at least the top guys at blocking. But he's more of a pass receiver, good size, good speed, great hands. Can do a little bit in the block game. After that, Jared Cook. Remember when Vernon Davis came out, and this is who I compared him to, Vernon Davis? Had that great combine, but didn't do much before that. Jared Cook was under the radar. Nobody. Then he goes to the combine and blows it up. That would worry me about drafting a guy like Jared Cook. James Casey, a guy who was just a football player. Just a flat-out football player. Not the greatest speed, but he's going to run good routes. He's going to catch the ball with his hands. And he's going to do whatever it takes to help his team succeed. I like that. I like that in a guy. And a Cornelius Ingram, Travis Beckham. Couple of receiving threats at the tight end position, but not going to bring much in regards to the blocking game. And in regards to Travis Beckham, a lot of injuries, going to drop him. He could be a steal in the fourth or fifth round in the NFL draft. So there you go. We're going to break down another position coming next week. I'm guessing it's going to be defensive backs, so look for that next weekend. This upcoming week, we're going to take a deep look at the AFC East, NFC East, coming up, what these teams are doing, what these teams have done, and what they will do come April 25th and 26th for the NFL draft. So we'll continue to give you daily podcasts, so keep clicking right here. Coming back, keep refreshing that page, because the more you refresh, I'm telling you, we're going to be updating it daily, nonstop, right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.